The Woman Next Door by Barbara Dolinsky, read by Laura Hicks.
Prologue. Given their druthers, Amanda and Graham would have eloped. At 30 and 36, respectively, all they wanted was to be married. But Amanda's father insisted that his only child have a big wedding. Her mother delighted in spending his money, and Graham's family loved a party. So they had a lavish June wedding at the Cape Cod Country Club to which Amanda's father belonged. The ceremony was held overlooking a salt marsh, with willets, terns, and 300 guests bearing witness. Then, led by the bride and groom who walked arm in arm, those 300 guests trooped across the 18th green and around the clubhouse for a buffet dinner in the garden. The place was lush with greenery, vivid with lilacs and peonies, scented with roses, all of which was appreciated far more by the bride's guests, who were into form, than the groom's, who were into fun. Likewise, the toasts ran along party lines, starting with that of the best man. Will O'Leary was the next older brother to Graham, who was the youngest of 8 siblings. Champagne glass in hand, he directed an O'Leary grin at his wife and 4 children before turning to the groom. "No matter that I'm the older of us by a year, you've been a tough act to follow, Graham O'Leary. You always did better in school. You always did better in sports. You were always the one elected class president, and boy, there were times when I hated that." There were chuckles. "Not now, though, because I know something you don't." His grin turned mischievous. "You may have gotten the family's looks and brains."